This is Patrick Lothian with the daily update of commentaries and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 30th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Urex. Visit them at urex.com. And now a note from John Lothian. Tomorrow is our last edition of the John Lothian newsletter for 2020. We shall return on January 4th, the same day everyone's out of the office notice seems to be set for. This year will not be forgotten soon. Every day we publish the MarketsWiki stats of the day. Our wiki site, which will hit 200 million page views in February most likely, ended 2019 at 170,389,321 pages viewed, 24,004 pages, and 222,864 edits. Today the site stands at 196,048,856 pages viewed, 24,851 pages, and 227,824 edits. We will end the year with over 26 million page views, having added over 800 pages and made 5,000 edits to the site during 2020. Thank you to the JLN team for their hard work during 2020 on MarketsWiki and JohnLothianNews.com. Charles Lee said goodbye to friends, customers, and colleagues in the latest Charles Lee direct post on the HKEXGroup.com website. After 11 years, he is moving on to the next chapter of his life and leaving the exchange group he helped build into a global player. In the John Lothian newsletter, you will find a podcast featuring Crane Chicago Business Report's Steve Daniels, talking about the big stories in banking, insurance, and utilities in 2020, and telling us what he'll be watching closely for in 2021. Daniels recently replaced Lynn Merrick on the Chicago Financial Markets beat. We have two new donations to the John Lothian News Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. The first is by David Johnson, retired Morgan Stanley executive and trustee for the Clearing Corporation Charitable Foundation. He is an industry leader and a great example of the type of civic leader the financial districts of Chicago has produced over the decades. The second was Dan Pritchard, a veteran industry sales and business development professional who has worked for some of the biggest names in the industry. Thank you to Dave and Dan and to all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. That was a note by John Lothian. And now a note from Suzanne Cosgrove. Colin Canwright at Canwright Communications has shared his best of list with us. 5 most read FinTech Rising articles of 2020. It makes for an interesting reading. Top topics include blockchain, payments trailblazers, and building standards into the crypto marketplace. From the editorial board of the New York Times, nursing home patients are dying of loneliness. As the vaccine rolls out in nursing homes, most visits should be allowed. When she had the routine of home, Angie Sinopoli was the talkative matriarch of a large Italian family who heaped praise on their children and grandchildren, even as her memory faded. Her youngest son, Stephen, came to her house and cooked her dinner nearly every night. But after a couple of falls and bouts in rehabilitation centers, she ended up in a Syracuse nursing home on March 10th. 2 days later, it stopped all visits to protect residents from the coronavirus. Mrs. Sinopoli hasn't seen family in more than 9 months. Her vocabulary has dwindled to about 20 words. A comment by Suzanne Cosgrove, safety first, but elder care has many dimensions. From the NFA, notice of annual meeting of NFA members and board and nominating committee election. NFA will hold its annual meeting of members on Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021 at 10 a.m. Central Time via video conferencing. Comment by John Lothian. Here's your last chance to be at an NFA annual meeting from the comfort of your own computer. From HKEX, goodbye friends. Time flies and 2020 is nearly over. I'm about to leave Hong Kong Exchange, where I have worked for 11 years, and turn to the next chapter of my life. My heart is full of gratitude and thanksgiving as I look back. Although the COVID-19 pandemic continues to rage around the world, I am fortunate that my family and I and my colleagues have been blessed with safety and health this year. While the global political and economic environment has been difficult, HKEX and Hong Kong's financial markets have shown resilience and strength throughout the last year. This demonstrates Hong Kong's competitiveness as an international financial center and its continuing relevance on the world stage. And of course, the long-awaited arrival of COVID vaccines will soon get us all, we hope, out of the haze. A comment by John Lothian. Goodbye, Charles. From Terry Gross of NPR, Stephen King is sorry you feel like you're stuck in a Stephen King novel. The horror writer says he understands why fans have said that the pandemic feels like living in one of his novels. In April 2020, King told Fresh Air that COVID-19 filled him with annoying anxiety. A comment by Suzanne Cosgrove: "One reason why it has been such a busy year for therapists and other mental health professionals." From Tom Giles of Bloomberg: "Apple Aura devices can help detect COVID-19 early, studies show." Hi all, it's Tom. Early this year, as the coronavirus began its rapid, deadly advance around the globe, groups of scientists in the US and Europe embarked on a quest to determine whether wearable technology, devices like smartwatches, activity trackers, and sensor-laden rings, could aid in detection of the illness. Those efforts, which Kristen V. Brown and I covered here, are beginning to bear fruit. Comment by John Lothian: "By monitoring your temperature, your Apple Watch may be able to detect COVID-19. And now Tuesday's top three. The top viewed entry in the newsletter on Tuesday was the photo of John Lothian and Ryan McNally at a Globex anniversary dinner. The second most viewed was a Bloomberg thought piece: "COVID has transformed the psychology of ambition." And three was the still popular: "What happened to Maria Bartiromo?" This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian. Have a great day.